The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome this morning. Thank you very much. All of you on instrumental music, thank you very much. Can we give the Lord a hand for them, please? Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the living shout, amen. They have welcomed all of us this morning to purposeful singleness. But as an estate in the natural, also as an estate in the spirit. Because here we have discovered that whatever God has to say to singles in estate also has something to do with us being single in the spirit. So you're all welcome. All the pastors in the house are welcome. Pastor James, you're welcome. Pastor Lani, Pastor Favor, Pastor Lydia, you're welcome. And welcome mommy to the house this morning. She's looking cute this morning. She's, amen. All of us are looking beautiful, baby. All beautiful and handsome. Looking all beautiful and handsome. I hope you are not feeling shy that you are looking handsome, huh? That you are looking beautiful. Praise God. Amen. There are a lot of things for us to handle as single people. One of those things that we are handling on the general meeting, that's undo the issues of marriage. I believe, please, everybody you have sent that, you have sent link to that message, resend the link again. Because the message was not complete on YouTube. I don't know, have you checked the audio? The audio is complete. Okay, YouTube is not complete. So those who have watched or was listening on it on YouTube should be encouraged to release it again, because the vital part of it was not there, but up to 2 hours was not on the YouTube. Praise God. And that has to do with, we have said, that has to do with all of us together. Abby? The issue is our issue. Has to do with all of us, and we have to begin to see the mind of God about it, and the fact that we are not trying to aim something out for ourselves. We're looking liberally into God's mind to want to see righteousness. Amen. Because we can only function, our only strength is in righteousness. If we can find it hewn out in God's thought, then we are strong. Doesn't matter how many on ATI against what we're talking about. Righteousness exalt. Righteousness will prevail. Amen? It will prevail. I want to see the way, I want to see what you are taking, what you are taking off. I also want to feel how you are thinking. Right? Huh? So we're going to do a lot of participatory matters. So let the mic be around me or be there so that as all on many ground we have been fed. But class get more interesting when we have to get feedback, or when you find out your student's level of thinking, that can help you to see what you are supposed to have. That's a better way of teaching these days, Abby, than going to feed the spoon the or spoon feed, feed spoon or spoon feed. Spoon feed the children. I think they don't know anything. I think they're not thinking. And each time I'm glad, I'm trying to stir up that in my class, in school here, I'm always disappointed. And my heart, I just knew that I won't stay long in that system. I don't belong there. Amen. Because you are given a people you don't have power to change, power to move. When people are in church here, I have power to move you. The power of life is here, amen? Amen. And so it can move you from where you are. But then in that place, like a dead place. So you're asking for participation and they are just looking at you. It's as if we have a norm on ground. Just do the norm and go away. What's the norm? Talk and get out of the place. We have a norm here. What? You have a norm here. So why are you asking us for anything? They are interested. Praise God. But this is a classroom. This is a spiritual classroom. Abi? So, we're going to... I will enjoy this one more. And I think you won't make me not to enjoy this one. So, when you look at this time, when you look at the time we are in Nigeria, the time we are in across the earth globally, what is your concern at this time? Your concern at this time. Don't try to go to heaven to go and invent a thought. You know, if you invent a thought that is not with you, you know, you have ascended to an altar higher than you. And by reason of that, what happens to you? Your nakedness will be seen. So it is instructed in scriptures, build the altar at your level. So, don't just suddenly become, no, I want it to be as natural, yet still you, natural as possible. What's your concern for this at this time? What's your concern? And what are you looking at as answers to this time? Then number three, what's your attitude? What is your response? What's the conversation as response? And you know how to fetch that, it's not difficult. What are people telling people as what should be the posture at this time? Three things. What is the first one? What's the concern about this time? Number two, what are you seeing as the answer? Number three, what has been your personal response to this? So I'm trying to guide you on the third one, don't look at into the spirit. Just look at your conversation with people in recent time and see what have you been telling them as the attitude. As what should be the attitude at this time. Do you get it? My class is always like a difficult class. I like to make it simple. The last exam they had in the school, so from the first day of the course, I told them, I said, this course is not the course you like. It's called genetics. It's not the course you like. It's the course you should like, really. But because of the content and the terminologies in it, and it's not your normal way of thinking. So now you are going to develop interest in it by yourself, compulsorily, and you're going to do a lot of cramming ahead of time for the exam. And I give them exams, pattern of questions that you'll be expecting. I don't know what they are thinking about. And I give them course material with bullets. So what more should you have done? And I was in class or two. I wasn't able to be in the exam because I was there on Wednesday, so my colleagues did that for me. I just went to go and see what's going on there. When I got there, the whole place was... Everybody was frowning. I said, why are you frowning? I expected to be smiling. Because I told you that I was willing to give you all of you A's in this course. And I meant seriously, I was willing to give everybody A's in this course. With all I have done for you. And my questions are going to be from past questions. What, my best brother? They were all frowning, and I said, what's your problem? They were not thinking this way. Then you are wrong. If I have guided you to think this way for more than 9 weeks, and the lecturer was invigilating, was looking as if, Reverend, your questions are always tough. I also said, what exactly would I have done? So when two of us old courses, and we're going to test this question, three questions. I discovered that if you ask them to answer any four, they will answer the three from the other person. Oh my God. So I understand that the way I enter matters sometimes look like going to jot your mind like, oh. But I also see that if matters are simply solved, every matter should have been solved. If matters are simply solved, there should not be problem on the earth here. Because everybody is trying to solve problems. It's not being solved because the angle who has entered it is not going to solve it. It's an angle from which everybody knows it. So we must look at it at what can add to what we already know, which is general knowledge that can make things better seen. Okay? Amen. So that's how sometimes we preach the way we preach. Some things I expect to have known in the Bible. I add the one I feel you won't be looking at. See what I'm saying now? To make you look at it more holistically. But these days when I discovered that I usually use that approach so much, and people just losing. They are looking at where are we coming from. So now we lay background, so I can get to where we're going. I wait in the house, please. So I'm only saying that we just have to get the thoughts together that way. So let me start by. I think I've given time to think. That was talking, but I thought we were thinking. Oh, well, episode the first one. First one. What's your concern about this time? What's a concern? And you look all around you. I want to be seeing hands now. Because you are all looking at me. Light is on me, but I'm not seeing you. But I know you are there. Can we welcome those who are here for the first time? You are here for the first time today. Let me see your hand. You are here for the first time today. Stand to your feet if you are here for the first time. You are in purposeful singleness, not in church. In purposeful singleness. Okay. You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. You didn't want to stand up before. Please, somebody close to them, welcome them to the house today. You're welcome. I'm just giving you time. I'm giving you more time to think. So as you are greeting, don't just Okay, thank you very much for coming. It's nice to see you. So, hence now, on the first question, I'm not talking to any of the pastors. Eniola. Wow.
Good morning, sir.
Give her a hand, please. Boost your confidence, huh? Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everybody. Okay, there was actually something in my mind, but I didn't know how I was. Okay, Israel have been, like, having concern about his
Okay, let me. You have concern? You have concern?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay. Because some people they don't even have concern at all.
And actually, I've been having conversations with, like, a few friends at school concerning it.
Okay.
It's the issue of these LGBT and all.
LGBT, okay.
I feel like the whole thing has really, like, infiltrated people's minds so much that even, like, Christians in church, even though it's not like they accept it, but somewhere there in their subconscious, there's a way you...
It's happening. It's just happening. And something you have to
kind of
consider.
Okay. Like, the movies people watch nowadays, most times you would see, like, when they portray the whole LGBT stuff and all.
Yeah.
The way, I don't know, ladies, maybe you see gay or something like that. The way people just feel, they are so cute. No, all of those nonsense.
All those responses.
It shouldn't be something that we should be able to say. I don't know. So, and.
Yeah, okay.
So, most times, the response I usually have is that I just feel. Like what we said during sex and sexuality, I remember we talked about it. So the only thing I used to say is that basically what, like, marriage was instituted between a man and a woman. So most times the only answer I can raise is usually that. But I feel like there should be more. Like, I don't know. Because most times those things don't really get to people. They don't really have understanding of what do you think?
So why don't they have understand what okay, okay, that's okay, that's okay, you have tried. Give her a hand, please. So this LGBT thing, it is time for it, for them, it is time for man to accept it as real in the new world, in the new world order. Okay. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna be have concern for that. I'm gonna be have concern. Okay, so they're making it a normal in our world, and something that we should live with comfortably and not feel strange about it. Okay, and they're pushing it through every means. Okay, thank you very much. Let's hear for more. Bookie. Do you have any concern at all? Are you sure? Is there any concern? Okay, take the mic then. So you are qualified to talk to us. If you don't have concern, you are not qualified. Just sit down. Go and sit down here. You have a, just enjoy your stay on your seat.
Good morning, Alf. Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mark. My major concern is about our nation, Nigeria.
Nigeria as a nation.
Yes. About the hike in price of things.
Price of things, inflation. I think you are the one going to the market in your house. You are the market. You are the market officer. Okay, so the inflation,
yes,
alarming inflation.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Most times when I go to the market, like people, like almost every time there is always addition to the price of things. You know, people complain and in fact, when I see some evils, they will just be like, there's nothing that we can do about it. I will just have to tell them that the only thing we can do about it is prayer. That
prayer.
We just need to pray for our nation.
Okay.
That we have prayed, and nothing is happening. I say, we'll just keep on praying about it.
Okay.
All these bothers in mind.
So, your thing is that we just have to pray them all, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's powerful. So what should we pray about?
Okay. That
we have not fashioned the prayer point. But now just know we should pray. But you don't
yes,
yet have not put together what you pray about.
Okay, that things should come back to
that things should come
that
back.
That they
to.
Should things should come back to normal.
What's normal? What you want to do meet as normal? You met Coca-Cola at 15 naira? What you want to do you may do meet? Or you met $1.70 to $1? That's a normal. And some people say that's quite abnormal. It used to be more dollar, $0.8 to 1 naira. Okay? So thank you very much. Give her a hand, please. You talk about your concern. You talk about what is the way out of it. And the way out of it it has become your own personal approach or discussion with people, right? Huh? Bookie? That has become your personal approach or discussion with people. So each time you talk with them, it's about how this inflation and how to pray to bring this price down. Huh? So bring it to the normal you know. Okay. Let's have one guy. Samuel, okay, let's say Samuel. Every heart went for Samuel. Samuel is so. Imagine that. Every heart is after Samuel. Samuel is so is beloved. Come and sit down here.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Mommy. And so, Daddy, my concern actually is.
Are you concerned at all?
I am very concerned.
Very concerned.
Because it's actually my own problem, actually. And I feel, Daddy.
Your own personal problem, huh?
Yes, I feel as young adults growing in the church, I feel the type of how can we undo that the friends we keep that are not in these waters, because they say some things. Man, I have some friends, and personally at home, there are these friends that we've been friends before I came into these waters, and how, and mostly it's not like I'm trying to ask a question per se. I'm just trying to say it out in mind. Even the way we try to relate with them, they still bring in the issue of girlfriend, boyfriend, and sex and all that. I feel when they say it, it brings out this. I was not like this then. So it brings back this feeling that I also want to be like, okay.
You are missing something. As a word is passing you by.
Exactly, sir. That's it. So I'll just try to just end the conversation and come back to church. So at least when I mix with people around.
So you're going to be saying back.
Exactly, sir. So I just, when they say it's like they're making sense, because they will give all those instances like, guy, time, about 40, 50. Like, we'll give ourselves, we'll be committed to God's things.
But it's too early to
do that now. It's too early. It's too early.
It's making sense that our guys are not like Jayo.
Well, I know, because people in church around me that I know of, they at least they are sort of an encouragement that, especially my sister, she's sort of an encouragement that I can that this life we're in, it can be lived. So my concern basically is there was this guy I was speaking with yesterday night when I was coming to church from exam, and he was like, if he was living in a friend of us, that he would be bringing girls and all that. I was like, okay, that's nice.
The older.
So I was now like, me, I know if you just do that thing, because you know, I just know future.
Your situation is not allowed to do that.
Well, I was just trying to end the conversation, but where we were to the gate was very far, and I had to endure it. And I was like, if you just try to control yourself, guys.
Okay, okay.
But it was like, look, my tourist band, Sev. Are they good church now? I was like, okay. I just wanted to get to the gate then and just go. Are they good church now? I even get pushed for church. This, that. I was like, okay, no problem. So my own concern is about our own heart. Protecting our heart
living a separate life.
So I think, yes, ma'am. So I don't feel like that thing is really a concern to me, because most of the time I might be in a bad mood, and that time I might just, can it ever make sense there? But then I'll just remember or just speak to somebody about it, and person like, anytime you have this kind of friend, just make sure you leave quickly. Well, that thing is really a concern to me, and I feel maybe some other people, the friends they keep too, might be triggering that
influence that on them on their past life.
Yes, sir. So
okay, thank you very much. Give him a hand. Okay. So let's just reach out to our married one a little bit. Okay. LGBTQ is not only about singles. Inflation is not about singles alone, about all of us. Living a separate life generally is about all of us, though it's coming out in the challenge of a single person. Are there another one from still from a single person? That's good. Let's have that. Give her a hand, please. What's your name?
Good morning, church. Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, mommy. Based on, this is my first time being in this meeting, but though I have a lot of concerns, but this one...
Utmost.
Yes, this one basically just hits my heart just now, and I have to say it. And the concern is on young people getting married, and they don't know anything about marriage. They just jump into marriage. And it's the rate at which divorce is increasing, not just in Nigeria, like all over the world, and people don't see it as anything. Even women these days are taking pride in being single moms, and men are not even being responsible. And young people these days are actually learning from them, and they feel there's nothing wrong about being a single mom or not being responsible as a man to take care of your family. Now, for me, my response on it, my answer to it is that the church actually needs to be raised in such a way that we should be the only one that should actually curb all these things out from the society. And if the church is lagging, then there is a problem. Because I've seen some churches that they don't follow the normal protocol for marriage. Like the way we are being taught here, that marriage entails a lot of things, and there are certain protocols we actually need to follow for us to have a good marriage, like the way God wants it. So there are lots of churches that can actually join a woman that is pregnant to a man in the church. Some, they don't even care. They just join one brother and one sister anyhow. They don't even care. They don't even bother to go into prayers and follow the right ways and manner before they actually join them in marriage. Now, my own personal answer to that is that for me, I believe that now that I have the opportunity to be in these waters, I should be able to grow personally in what we are being taught here, so that I can actually help other people outside, like in my own generation, or I can help my own children in bringing them up in the right way, or whenever I have the opportunity to actually talk to people on these matters, I should be able to have something positive to say, at least to convince them that this is how things should be and this is not how it should be. That's it.
Thank you very much. Give her a hand, please. That's beautiful. Okay, I'm going to take just two more, maximum of two more. Online, okay. PJ, let me have that online. Sit down there, PJ. You are standing for that person.
This is coming from Mr. Kinyosoye Abimbola David, who is watching online. The question is, my question about this time is this message, which I know is true. Will everyone come to the light of this world, or is it for a few elect? That's the question.
Okay, it's an online audience.
Yeah, online audience.
It has been the message, or it's following the message?
It's following the message. Okay. And he said he knows that the message is true.
Okay.
But the concern is that will everyone come to the light of this world?
Okay.
Or is it for a few elect?
Okay. So concern for the whole world, or concern for the whole church, a bit? For the whole church, okay. Pastor Fubaya, come and take a mic and tell us what the Spirit is saying.
Our Father, we thank you. We thank you. For this is the day I have ordained, not very far from now, that men will indeed become the answer to the question in the hearts of many. These are the days, where this message will gain ground. For the message is the only answer. For numerous are the questions, but there is only one answer. There is only one answer with different dimensions to handle different matters, no matter their height. It looks so small. These are the days where the vision will be clearer, just like it was shown to Daniel. For a stone cut without hands that will grow and grow and grow. It is men I am growing as answers. It is men. It is men. Primarily, it is you. Primarily, it is you. Primarily, it is you. Yes, you see the church not doing well. Yes, you see institutions not doing well. But you hardly see yourself not doing well. I am saying that this message is primarily to raise you. For many will be raised by you too. Many things will be corrected by you, even by this message. I tell you, this message is the answer. It may look so small, but in the days ahead, it will amaze you at the rate with which it will take over men. It will take over men, but it will take over you first. It will take over you first. And so it is your eyes I need to be healed. It is your eyes I need to be healed to see your own path, to see your own path and take it with utmost seriousness and take it with utmost seriousness. For without you now, it may almost seem impossible for these things to be done, for these things to be achieved. I have waited for a generation, but I tell you, I am finding one now. I am finding one in you. I am finding one in you, and in you, and in you, and in many other like you that you do not even know about. For I tell you, these are the days when this message will be clearly seen, born by men, and that is the answer to the questions in the world.
Amen. That's God's answer. That's God's response. So we'll look more into that response, right? Okay, I said last two, so we have had one. Last one. That's Esther. Just come in. Just go down like that one. Okay.
Hallelujah. Good morning, mommy. Good morning, pastors. Good morning, house. Okay. The truth is that it's clear that there are numerous concerns in this season.
Okay, you have concerns?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'll just pick two. It's clear that our society or our world is full of unrighteousness. And God is raising a generation of people that will combat it. But my concern is, are we really seeing it? That's what my
are we really seeing?
Really seeing how that God is raising us as a generation of people that will be the solution to the problem of the society.
Okay. Are we really seeing ourselves
as the solution that is being raised?
Okay.
Why I say that is because it's not until we grow into prominent positions, let me put it like that, before we begin to realize that God has positioned us to be solutions. And then we cannot also be solutions if we have not also allowed God to work on us, like if we have not paid attention to the words of righteousness that we are hearing, to obey them. Why I say that is because when we are in a place, how we think or our mindset to the people around us matters a lot. I get concerned if I found myself in a place, and the major thing driving me is not how to stand as a tree of righteousness in that environment. When you are not concerned about what people think about you, when you are not concerned about how your action is affecting the hearts of other people. I'm not talking about your righteous actions now, because the truth is that no matter how dark a heart is, the heart knows what is true and what is right. The heart may not agree to it, but they know. So it means that they are judging you by what you are doing or the way you are living. They are looking at you to say, okay, is this person really a child of God? And I'm also saying that it also will boil down to the fact that if someday you now decide to tell that person about God, what will be the response of the person? Will the person say, oh, you that all of us are the same?
Okay, So
those are my concerns. My concern is how I feel that we should live our life so righteously,
You are thinking about, you are concerned about us being able to present the message with our life.
Yes, without first of all talking.
And without talking, and people can see the light. In us.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Such that when we now have to talk, it will be that the work has been done already,
okay,
even before we talk.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
Then, number two, I'm also getting concerned about children from Christian home who, because of, okay, let me just put it like that, it may not be completely true, but who, because of attitudes of their parents, are outrightly rebelling against God. Okay. I have been opportune to encounter a few young ones that I have come to understand that, first of all, one of their major reason for not wanting to even give their heart to the Lord is because they feel this thing is a religion, is not a life. And so they just feel, with all this your religious packaging and all this your religious force and everything that you are poking down our throat, how has it profited you? They may not ask their parents directly, boldly, but that's the thought in their heart. How has it profited you? Of what good is it to you? Because they are seeing that, despite the fact that parents profess Christianity, parents have all the religious packaging, but the life of the spirit is not there. And so is not having the power to influence the children. With my little time I've spent in the house, I have come to understand that this thing is far beyond what you say. It's about the life of the spirit. And that life of the spirit has the ability to curb any abnormality around you. It's an atmosphere that even if an armed robber comes around, a very terrible human being comes around, and the person can stay, there is a way the spirit of that life curbs the strength of darkness in the heart of that person.
Okay, so you are saying that you're talking about us Christians being a good example for their children.
Children.
In such a way that they can
Christian
convincingly
parents.
Told the way without being forced to do that.
Yes, that's one.
And not having that, many of them are rebelling against the way.
Yes, so how do we now recover these children?
Okay,
because we have plenty of them. How do we recover these children that has rebelled against the life of God, thinking that they are rebelling against the way of their parents?
Okay, thank you very much. Give her a hand, please. So altogether, we have been able to see up to, from like five or six people, I've been able to see like eight concerns. That's just talking about utmost concerns. And I think all of them look so much. We are not going to look too far to know that they are all around us, right? And we can go on and on and on and on and on and on today to talk about that. My problem is when you wake up every day and you are not concerned. To me, it's a very, very bad state. Scientifically, it's a very, very bad state. Scientifically, it means you cannot observe. All you observe, it doesn't register any sense of attention into you. Then we can't start a scientific journey at all, because you start from seeing the problem, being concerned about it, and why is it going this way? Then you are looking at things around it, and it has been before. Why are they that way? Where is it turning towards? All of that. That becomes the background. So every research work is around the statement of the problem, right? Once you cannot write a good statement of the problem, then research cannot start. So when they go and write proposal, the core of the proposal is a statement of the problem. Then that will begin to tell you what you want to go about doing to solve the problem. I think it's good for us to get to that point in life when we can articulate problems. And you know, sometimes we just look at them, we go away. When they say, what is the problem? You now start thinking as if you are seeing for the first time. It's not good that way. You should be able to articulate thoughts around us. Okay, what's going on here? Why are things this way in Nigeria? Okay, from there. So you're all welcome back to this house. Amen. So I just want us to see today that it's normal for us to have concerns. It's normal, it's healthy. One of the every concern in Nigerian road, above all the ones you mentioned, is the issue of inflation. That one cut across nearly every person today in Nigeria. Because you ask, what was the price yesterday? You're going to ask, what is the price today? Because yesterday's price Amen. So let's trace all of them. Huh? Who are the people involved in LGBT? Who are they? New World Order. So it's being championed by some people. Abi? So it's been championed by some people. It's a movement, it's been championed by some people. Inflation in Nigeria. What is the source? Bad leadership. Buhari and his kind. Buhari and his kind. Amen. So you're born again and you are being pulled by some people. What they are saying is affecting you. All that. So what is that to you? What is why are they able to pull you? Why are they able to pull you?
Okay. So they are stronger than you, right? Yeah. If they pull you, they are stronger than you. So some men they have a stronger power of leadership, of influence, right? So it's the world influence. The world is standing there as a noun. Okay? So it's worldly influence. Amen. Oh, you don't feel so? The world sometimes appears as if it's just the world is not the car on the road. The world is the forces of influence. And it's talking so much. It's a spirit that resides in human being, right? The message concern for the rest of the church. Okay? Rest of the church. This message and its concern. The person is asking, I'm concerned for the rest of the church. How would they be able to come to this message? That's a challenge. Where did it start from? Where did the message start from? It started from leadership. Some people are in front of the message, right? So, you can say messengers. Abi? Or ministers. Thank you. I'm trying to let us... We're in the same classroom, right? But some of us, we always think that a problem can easily be solved. Oh, I like that one. No, sometimes you have to articulate thoughts together and look at the issues very well. There's no magical power to get things done, right? Huh? What's the next one? We've seen ourselves as the light of the world. Have we really seen ourselves as the light of the world? Are we able to see ourselves as instruments that can make change on the earth here? If you're able to influence and make a change on the earth here, that's... What do you call that one? Influence. Yeah, what's that? What's influence? Being able to... Being a light. What's a light? Man of influence. Can I say man of... Man of vision. Huh? Vision. Right? Are we together, right? Uh-huh. What's the next one? Children of believers are not able to follow the God of their fathers. His influence. His influence. Yeah, so it's about not seeing example to follow. And how do we recover the lost children? Who are we going to recover them? Okay, young people coming to marriage and not knowing the purpose of marriage, a little bit of divorce, and all of that. What's behind that? Men are not strong enough. So something stronger than them is determining what they do. Is that right? Okay. And we call it, sir. Because of the world, and somebody's leading that way they are going. Somebody's leading it, Abi. Huh? To see that that was is not difficult. Somebody made you see that way. And made it popular to you, right? Made it normal. Simple is not a bad thing, it's a good state. It has its own good points. Amen. Policies of government. So now I want us to summarize all of these things now. When you summarize it, what do you see coming out in this list? It's leadership, purely leadership. So today we're handling leadership.
Everything is boiled to the fact that some people are championing a cause. There's nothing you are doing in the area that is not because somebody is championing their cause. You won't go to school if you have not seen an example of those who left school, who went to school. Right? And you have seen what they became, how important they are on the earth. And Nigerians, context today, it's not about what the school can make you to become. It's what the certificate can, where it can place you in society, in terms of societal class. It's not more what you study in school. It's not that I have a degree. So I'm qualified to be a counselor. I have a degree. I'm qualified to be a rep. Right? So everything is boiling to the fact that some people on the earth here are shouting a cause. I was trying to look at the note we had one of these days on leadership. And interesting, I found that also the person or a people who determine the or direct a group, who guide or direct someone by going first. So we have thought around that before. That all these things we have listed here, some people went first to go and shut the pathway. And they have done it in a way that, in shutting that way, they stand very strong and tall to create a beacon to others that this is the right way. If today you can have an association of Yahoo mothers, and if you hear that 20 years ago, the mother will collapse. The whole families, you know, kindred, dissociate themselves from people whose lives are like that. 419. Now we have moved to a point where women who are seen to be so much concerned about their children living righteous value can be bold to come on and say, we are mothers of Yahoo children. We are Yahoo mothers. Then somebody stood and said, no, these children, they are our children. And what they are bringing, we are spending it. We should be proud of it. And stood tall on it. And others. So, you can't have a cause on the earth here without being tall and be strong. Children don't shout causes. It is sons that shout causes. For example, the case we're having now, your friends can look like your friends. But there's also somebody that looking ahead that looking ahead of them. That is creating the conversation that looks around you as normal. For example, the gay world. It can be played out normally in your film, all of that. They are not the one doing it. There are leaders who are too strong, give it back up to create it as a way of life. So when it's a way of life now, it becomes so light, so normal, that it doesn't look as if a leader is behind it. But every cause on the earth here is championed by leaders. Do you believe that? For us, we are in church. We are born again because someone was preached to us. If you just join church or you are born in church, you find out that you don't follow the church seriously. Is that not true? Huh? Amen. If you are born in church and you're just born in church, you just be a Christian, you will do things generally, but you have things about your life that you don't Oh, that system doing. That's what happens to children of ministers. They are born in church. They don't have any, nobody's ahead of them. They agree to know their parents as preachers. They know their faults. They know their strength. Right? Amen. They know the few things they can do in church and go away with and all of that. The rest they will do it outside. Right? If they can't do it now, when they have time to leave the, what do you call it now? The, where do they live? Yeah, you know, where pastors live, what do you call it now? The vicarage. Does that really look like a prison yard for the moment? Like some of you are in prison yard now, huh? Those who are living with me in the house, like a prison yard. Vicarage, that things of this you cannot do, but when you have your time, away from home, you will do them, right? Because you have always been longing to do them. But the moment Christ is preached to you, and you believe Christ, you find out that you don't find it easy to do those things normally anymore. Right? Amen. Why is that? A new leader has been introduced to your life. And that leader is a very powerful one, very strong one. His life is strong. That immediately you come under him, you are not able to go your way anymore. So I'm always saying to us that. What makes the difference between somebody who's born again and not born again? Is that you have found a new leader. And from that moment, he's not able to just do things the way, the general way that an average church boy would do them. So I'm trying to say that what controls the whole heaven and earth is leadership. And for me, for us in the past 1 week, we're just seeing more and more why all we need, what Africa lacks is leadership. We have rulers. We don't have leaders. Africans has raised great rulers. But Africa has not. If Africa raised leaders, they were killed quickly. We have not seen an emergent leadership in Africa. Emergent, I mean, that really is too strong and we don't have them. Sorry? And that's why we are where we are. And things are going the way they are going. The LGBT world is being pushed by strong leadership force on the earth. And they are selling the same to other leaders. They are not actually going after mere people. They look at people of influence. The last one, toys, moped, and there's a wave of the one who agreed to do the next, is next, who announced his next edition of program. Superman, tell you, Superman. That the next edition is going to come out gay. And that's already. Why would they look for that? They don't look for that. They won't come after you. You will do what that one says. So they look for people of influence to push their agenda. Are we together, please? Amen. Amen. That's what the world does. That's what the devil does. It looks for men of prominence. And that's what makes, again, that is the strength of Islam. And that's why what they do to weaken other ideology is to kill leaders. Anytime they want to do what they want to do, they go after leaders.
Because once you destroy a leader, a wave stops. Then what they do is to steal leadership or to lie to leadership and seize it. I was reading about how they got Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in the world. And what they do is they create war around you and go to the king and promise him protection if submits to them. And then when the king submits, the whole territory submits. If you are the one, we go to preaching to 1-1-1 like that one, like that one. You can start from the gate man, right? Amen. Are you hearing me now? But this one will not go for gate man. They will go straight to the palaces. If they want to attack this area now and whatever there, I can assure you that once they kill Afanja, what happened to Ilorin? A whole territory fell. It took Yorubas to move warriors to Oshogbo to stop the invasion. Otherwise, the whole west will have no baran. So, darkness understood how to steal leadership. They steal it. Because they can use any product. Are you hearing me here? What I say? All they need is it right? We bring our own gene there. We corrupt it. It becomes our tool. That's why the devil will be interested in Peter. Why Peter? Peter was the leader of the 12. If he has gotten Peter, he gets all. So he just said, I prayed for you that your faith does not fail. And when you are restored, what happened? So restore Peter, restore all of them. Take away Peter, take all of them. What power is that one? Leadership. Anyway, Peter is going, they are all going. Peter said, we go out fishing. What happened to all of them? What's about Peter? When Peter couldn't go far, they had to go and raise another Paul. They can't raise any of the 12. They left them. Once you have lost Peter, you have lost all the 12. If not, Peter said, not so, Lord. All of them said, not so, Lord. I will preach on the day of Pentecost. Well, Peter stood and preached. And he stood with what? With the lemon. So when you hear Peter, you don't talk, don't play with Peter. Jesus said, I prayed for you. Why would Peter? I have not prayed for all. I prayed for you, Peter. So what is Jesus, what is the Lord saying there? The power of leadership. It means that get Peter, get everything. Restore Peter, restore everybody. And with the Lord, all of them lead down, we're all leaders. Okay? I'm seeing. But that thing flowed from one person to all of them. You saw later on, you saw John displaying his leadership skill. He wrote epistles. Huh? You saw James. Huh? You saw all of them at that one. Well, that was not how they began. If they have taken Peter, you won't see John. You won't see James. It will be that old generation lost. Are we together, please? Amen. So, I want us to know that is not mere. That is very, it's the whole human world is organized into groups like that. Groups, society, nations, all of them are under leadership. That's why Yorubas look like a way. Somebody championed Yoruba leadership. Is that not true? They are from the father. The Jews are from one father. What's their father? Abraham. And they can trace their source back to it and the conduct of their life back to it. Praise the Lord. So, when you understand that that's how God designed the earth, then we will look at it more keenly. And it's not just something we do, we use when we want to
You know, if you want to get to a company now, it is clear you in the company, you want to look at who is the chief executive. Because you need that executive to for any approval in the company, right? So you deal with leadership most of the time out of necessity. Because you need it at that point. Ordinarily speaking, we don't think about it daily. We don't think about daily. For example, we're just thinking about one of these days how inflation will just leave Nigeria. We're just thinking about all the LGBT, what's wrong with these children? What is wrong? We're not seeing those who are behind it. What's wrong with these people? Eh? What is controlling them is beyond them. It's beyond them, and you have no power over it. Except you attain to being sent. You can't think about it. Nigeria, Africa will remain the way they exist today for the next, I don't know how many years. Until God, by His own mercy, send a wave of change, which is going to come with understanding of the power and the role of leadership among people or upon the face of the earth or among the strata or sphere of existence. Because that thing, you are saying moves not only in the earth, from the earth to the throne. That thing spread like that. That the most angelic world are under leadership. When Lucifer fell and took one third away, God couldn't take them back. He let them go. They are under Him. He let them go. But the cast on them is stronger than what they can manage. God Himself let them go. So if God couldn't recover or save them from the end of Lucifer, then you will know what God put in that thing. That actually is a cast or a veil. A veil was put on Moses, and that veil up to today is upon Israel. Is that not true? And God did not, the veil was there, God permitted it. So He needed that veil to lead them. So, today, the time is moving very fast. I feel we should look at the fact that the whole world, actually, directly or indirectly, you are under leadership. Amen. I thought I brought my Bible here. Where's my Bible? Oh my God. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2. Push it to us. 1, 2. Where's the mic? Read. Pastor.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
So you can see that it's a general program for all on the earth here. So a course was charted for every man to follow. And so we are all following courses. Amen. So what we find today as problem on the earth that are imagined that clear were the result of courses charted. And men have gone far in it. And they have become children of disobedience. They have born children, produced many children, plenty. Praise God. Can we read Ephesians 4? Let's read 4. Can we read 17 or 4? Bring it. Okay. Let's read 17, 18.
This I say
therefore,
and testify in the Lord,
okay,
that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind,
okay,
having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Thank you very much. So this one is tracing the thing now to where it came from. It came as thought, but it has become a throne in certain people who could lead it. Right? So some of those who captured the ideology of these things, many of them felt that they are the one thinking. But somebody saw the thought, not only saw the thought, raised the thought in them, and the thought has made them thought trees that are no more heed that men can use for direction on the earth. When you get to the forest, or you get to, you want to wonder sometimes, how do these Fulani men walk through the bush? Yeah, you walk through the bush using the vegetation. So vegetation is a path. When you see trees somewhere there, ahead there, you can navigate your way to the tree through vegetation. So they have learned it. They know where when they look there, there's no way there's water. They know there's no water. So they know. So they can go 5 hours. They have got somebody and they're 6 hours walking in the bush. I think they're not spirits. They are human. Amen. Are we in the house, please? But they have learned how to use vegetation to walk in the realm of the unknown. So they don't need the road. Vegetation is a road for them. So these spirits have found road inside some men. And they have, through that road, walking that through that road, they have raised them to be tall and to command influence. So when you see them, they are not just living life, they are influencing others with that life. They are telling others, this is the way you should walk in. Amen. I went to the house, please. Because the earth is given to the children of men, it's not given to spirits. But spirits are the secret ones who are walking on the earth. But they walk through men. Praise the name of the Lord. So I was saying the other time that the devil can hijack anyone. He hijacked Adam and raised children to Adam that shattered his own course. Is that right? He can hijack Peter. He can hijack people. But God can hijack like that. If God takes this man that devil is using, God will destroy it first. God can lay his own things on the foundation of the enemy. Amen. I want the house, please. And that sometimes looks as if it's God's weakness. So, if God is doing a thing today, if the devil succeeds in hijacking one of the leaders, he can stop everything that has been going on for 200 years. He can stop it or debate it. But if the devil is walking on the earth here, God can stop it, but for the stop to reemerge will take time. That's why, amen, God doesn't quickly throw away his instruments. God replacing them is not cheap. No, all my younger in the faith to say, if you misbehave as a minister, God will just before he will replace, he will have how much of warnings, how much of attempt to ensure that he prevent it. Because the cost of raising one, it's very, very enormous. Are we together, please? So, let's read Genesis there. What was one thing that God said to after Genesis? Let's read chapter 1. He planted a garden in Eden. What did he say to you? Let's see. Praise the Lord. Let's read a verse. Let's just read 2 verses. 15-16. Chapter 2. Sorry.
Genesis chapter 2, 15-16. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
So for me, I take note of the man. Say the man. I can't hear you, please. Are you saying it with me? It didn't say he took man. He took the man. So there's a particular man that is in God's eye that he needed to place. If it's not the man, he can't place him. If it's just a man. You didn't get what I say? Hello? I'm sure that I'm not confused us. I'm sure that I'm making it as simple and interactive enough. God didn't just put a man. He put the man. So there's a particular man. There's a particular stature. There's a particular height of man that can do the job. And until God was able to get him, he didn't place him. The Lord God took the man and put him. It is the man he can now tell, dress and what? Keep. Because he has the power to dress. Dress is as with explore with innovation and bring it to its fullest yieldedness and preserve it. Let not another man be able to, what do you call it now? To incurse it, to violate it, to destroy it. The word keep is preservation. So you can see that this man is well. What is about that man? Keep yourself. It's a man who can preserve. It's an everlasting man. Can you see that? That he couldn't place him until he became an everlasting stature. I want to tell you that these things we are seeing happening this way. When you see Buhari with that stature, it's not just a length. It behaves as if it's a mumu, doesn't know what he's doing. It's a lie. That man is very strong and he knows everything he's doing. He knows everything he's doing and he's doing it with purpose. Because those men and men in such order who have done who have championed many projects. Thank you. That's true. That's true. Somebody was making a contribution here and said, single moms in the UK are entitled to more benefits from the government than married ones. So many of them don't even want to stay married. Some even pretend to divorce to receive the benefit that's... yeah. Is that bad? So the government system is promoting singleness. So for you to stay married, you have to pay the price to stay married. So what do you think is... do you think that thing is just a careless thing? It's a carefully thought out, mapped out, executed intention to drift a world towards a system that will not desire marriage. And they have tested sex. They don't mind marriage. What does it mean? So you will have those who have to get sex after marriage. They have to legalize how to have sex after marriage because you destroyed what? The structure in which God placed sex. And you push everything with the feminine whatever. Listen to me. For us, at this point, we can't, at this point, the church cannot just stay on observing side. We have to come to understand, and our attempt back is not just like rushing back. We must know that how they achieve theirs is not the same way we achieve ours. So we can't use their system to produce our own system. Many times when you come across people who talk about leadership, all that, you say they want also use the same system to solve the problem. But we have to come back to understand that there's a revelation for our own that must be understood. Amen? But the church does not have time to stay with it and understand that. Can you see that? And we want to combat. So we rush many soldiers into the battle who end up becoming what? Casualties. We rush many soldiers end up becoming casualties. So it doesn't just work like that. We must understand how things work where God has placed us. We are placed on the earth here. We're not running to heaven now. We must understand how things work here. And if you know my greatest cry, and I was expressing that cry in the last meeting we had in top class in Ondo Praise. It's about the man in God's heart, the man. There's a man who can stop this wind. So when you are hearing about revival in the last days, what God was doing in the last days, light in darkness, is about God raising this man. When I say this man now, I don't know where you are looking at. I don't know who you are looking at. Okay, he's raising this man. This man as single entities, and this man as corporate entities. This man as communities. This man is about raising this man. We are going beyond the time when the church is about you coming to want to have your problem, your problem, your problem, your problem does not solve the problem. But your problem will give way in the face of the problem if it is solved. You know,
I don't know exactly what you're about everlasting life. You look at something we're going to heaven to go and do. No. The first place of display is on the earth. Where things got wrong. For God about man is on the earth. The devil did not take man to his own world. He came down to man's world. And where the repair will start from is on the man's world. Amen. So I read Isaiah to us on that day when we're praying, and that I wish that we will all understand, and that will stop our competitive spirit. We are lying to our places and becoming the man. But the man is quite living the similar person of the man into a corporate existence of the man. I think you know that. Praise God. Amen. I don't intend that we stay long today, but normally the way we go about some of our meetings on LFP and this platform, as we have to do with being very interactive. Amen. Let's start from verse 3 and read it to verse chapter 61. Isaiah 61.
Isaiah 61, verse 3.
Verse 3.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes.
For ashes.
The oil of joy for mourning.
Okay.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Okay.
That they might be called trees of righteousness.
Righteousness.
The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
That he might be visible in every place. That he might be visible. I told us to be glorified is to make him visible. Verse 4, go on please.
Verse 4. And they shall build the old wastes.
The old waste.
They shall raise up the former desolations.
Okay.
And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations.
Okay.
Verse 5. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers.
Okay.
Verse 6. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves.
Go ahead, please. 7 and 8.
Verse 7. For your shame ye shall have double.
Double.
And for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion.
The portion.
Therefore in their land they shall possess the double.
The double.
Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
Verse 8.
For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. And I will direct their work in truth.
Okay.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
Thank you very much. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. So this is describing these people, what he would do with them, and that will empower them to be able to change the territory or change the topography of the earth where they're living. So it's clear God has something in mind for us. Amen. And there he called the and they. But we know that the one who began it was he. Well, that same place we read here now was quoted by Jesus in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Just quoted it there. And they stopped it where it was he. The rest of it will happen to them, not he. Are we together? Amen. Are you still here? What did I say? Will happen to them, not he. The same thing down like that.
And after he has finished reading that place, eyes of all of them were fastened upon him. And they are wondering, what is this saying? And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. But when we read there, and they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up for Mount Salish. Okay, sorry. He said, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, will be seen by all. He will be seen by all. He will show forth himself in many. So, everlasting men are leaders, okay? In simple language. The kind of leadership. Everlasting men are what? A kind of leadership. Or they are the God kind of leadership that God has been speaking about and been waiting for. Because they are the kind of leadership that can undo, they are the one that the kind that God gave the earth to. Like Adam is the number one of them. They are in the order of Adam. Not Adam of the living soul now, but the order of Adam of the quickening spirit. Another time entirely speaking. Not men that you know by their car, by their house, but by what they will be tampering with on the earth. In those days, when you want to become a bishop, there's a status you must have. They will give you status of what is required for the bishop elect. And the kind of car, the kind of house, kind of status before they can approve the bishop elect. This one are not bishop elect. There are men who will have the authority, not just by vaunting authority, to tamper with structures, shapes. Men whose voice, whose placement, whose work and conversation on the earth here will be doing blow to what has been either to an everlasting status on the earth here. I don't know how many, since I know Africa by history, Africa has never had, we don't have leaders, we have rulers. Because this man, when we have leaders of this order, what happens is that people emerge. Jesus was going from there to here. He left 12 men. Is that a good ministry? No. As a minister, is that a good ministry? Is that a successful? Are you going to celebrate that ministry? 12 men who were hiding their head in different places. If you are asked to take a memorial sermon on the Saturday of Jesus' death, I know it will be filled with all manner of I think you can take the sermon from Luke, Abby, from the two guys on the road of Emmaus, right? That will be the sermon of the minister in charge of the burial service. That was what we'll be reading. That how we observe and look at this man as a man that will bring a change to our world, how much we looked up to him, how much we live in expectation and joy of a new order, a new life, release from oppression and wickedness that nations have wrought upon, have done upon Israel, to our forefathers, beginning from the days of our fathers in Egypt. And God brought them out of Egypt and all of that, and never were they able to settle down as a nation. But when this man came up, we saw him and we saw hope. But suddenly, the hope was dashed. Darkness quenched our light. The light that was to shine upon the day on the earth was suddenly quenched. What a sad day for the old nation called Israel. I remember saying, I will hang their head. But an everlasting man left the earth triumphantly, leaving an answer to generational problems. Because it's not seen the way we are seen. It's not seen from the side that man ever understood. It was seen from another sphere entirely speaking, where man have never seen. So I see here the need for this time. It's not just for us to, as we embrace the message of everlasting life, is to sit down with it. And sit down, because it's a document of alteration, of reset, to raise men on the earth here who will not just leave the earth, but the order of the earth must weep in their days because of devastations that must be done to what they have done. So we're not going to, amen. So the agenda is not in church here. The agenda is on the earth. It's going to be first of all in the earth, the air on the earth. That will be done in earth, first of all, as it is done in heaven. When it's done on the air, in the earth, it will be done on the earth. Do you believe with me? Do you say amen with that? So let's just take one clue today before we go far. Praise God. Exodus 30, let's read 30. 34, 32. Exodus. Ori keji le logbon. Pastor Fred, are you in tune with that? Ori keji le logbon. Ese. Ese. Remember verse 32.
Verse 32 to 34. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I will visit their sin upon them.
Amen. You know the story before that time? Actually, Moses went up the mountain. And Aaron, they put prayer on Aaron. And Aaron answered them from the idol in his heart, the God in new life. So otherwise, it was only Moses, actually speaking, that knew God. All the rest of them is on the influence of Moses that was casting upon them. You know, understood why they couldn't have led Israel out of Egypt before Moses came. They were leaders in there, but they never had the structure. They can't deal with Egypt. They can't be a god to Egypt, but they were leaders. Are we right? The leaders God wants to raise, God said, I will make you a god to Pharaoh. What can do? Pharaoh is a god. So what can do with Pharaoh will be another god. So Moses, I have raised you, you'll be a god. So when Moses went up the mountain, they put prayer on Aaron, and Aaron answered by building what is called the golden calf for them, right? And when Moses came back, it was a very bad story. And God said he was going to destroy the people. So Moses here interceded for the people. I went to the house, please. So that verse 34 came. Therefore, now go. God's going to give instruction. Now go, lead the people unto the place in of which I have spoken with thee. I like the word there, with. Unto thee. I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. So it means that Moses was with the Lord to have received instruction on the direction. So Moses was actually away. As long as Moses was standing there, no matter how many times they will have to stop and move again, you can be so sure that they are going to be moving towards the direction. Because the way was raised in Moses. He was standing as the way. You know what I just said? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come. If anybody wants to jump to the Father, he can only come by me. Because I am the way. So you can't neglect Jesus and say you are going. You have already missed road. So for anybody to say he's going to the promised land and left Moses, you are wasting time. Their little attempt towards Aaron was a problem. Are we in the house, please? So God said to him, lead the people. So you will see that the way God does is that he must first of all raise a leadership in which the way has been crafted inside of. I have spoken unto you, but now I'm not going to come down. You will represent me and lead them. Lead them. Praise God. Numbers 27. Now, what's that one? Numeri. Can you remember that? Numeri, Ori Keta, Din Logbo. And just, Yoruba is, Numeri, Ori Keta, Din Logbo. Ah, oh, he gave me Yoruba. Oh my God. Amen. So we'll read Yoruba and also read English. Amen. Verse 16 and 17. Let's read in your English first.
Numbers 27, verse 16 and 17. Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd.
Yoruba.
Je ki Oluwa Olorun emi gbogbo eniyan ki o yan okunrin kan sori ijo ti yo ma saju won jade lo ti yo si ma saju won wole wa ti yo si ma sin won lo ti yo si ma mu won bo ki ijo eniyan Oluwa ki o ma se dabi agutan ti ko le oluso.
A sheep or flock without a shepherd. So, another word used for leaders is shepherds. And the form is that it must go in and out. It's a wave. It's a wave. The leadership that the world offers is by force. You force them to hijack them. But this is leadership by example. You have to. So can you understand why Jesus Christ was with the 12? He went in and out. Can you see that? He went in and out among them. He went in and out. And why he was going in and out, what does it mean? Their eyes must be with him. So the 12 is that they were with him. Not only they were with him, their eyes were with him going in and out. Wherefore this man which have company with us all the time that the Lord went, that Jesus went in and out among us. So they beheld him. Their gaze were upon him in and out. So that, you understand that when Paul was preaching, then it was Jesus that was speaking. That area of Paul's teaching, Jesus never taught like that. But while he was speaking, they were just saying Jesus. They knew, just waving this way, they will know. Change it to, because Greek post writing was like Greek writing. It's not like Judaic writing. Change it to Yoruba writing, they will know it. Because they were not lettered, it was spirit they followed. They observed. So it means that. I was telling somebody of this, and I said, the problem that Yorubas had in this of our world, I can see that it would look as if it was easy to reproduce that kind of person. I don't know, it may take 200 years. It may take 500 years to have another one. Are men not aspiring to be leaders? They could aspire. To aspire does not mean that you can go through the path of training, the pathway of emerging, of evolving. I'm sorry to say, I like those from Ogun State, I like them. But there's only one problem they have. I hope they can hear this one. I understand. They don't like go in and out. They like hiding their grace. Thinking the way to be God on the earth is for you to hide yourself. So they can never produce a flock. I know that all of our new Fulanis very well. But he didn't show his followers. There are many things he knew. So you can understand many things he did that who did not understand. Who thought he would go to us? Because, no, he was seeing them. And he was seeing how to handle them. But he wants to handle them and to become like a god. Wrong. In this of Obasanjor, Obasanjor does, he will call all his ministers, call them by first name. It's like a lord on the throne. In his office, they crawl to him to talk to him. It's in their nature. Sorry? Other women have fools in their hand. But you can see their leadership cut down. I believe there's something about them, about leadership, that I feel there's something about them. But until Jesus treats those things in them, they don't have God's purpose. So many of those who say Yahweh is, they don't know him. They don't know half of what Abulawah knows. They don't know half of what he knows. He keeps secrets. And the thing that keeps that secret, those secrets, is what makes you a leader. Can never get dry. Actually, the strength is how much you issue out. If you can finish, then you are not one. Because we are a stream that God has blessed and sent to the world. I went in the house, please. Now, do you know that all of this, the one you call shepherd, they are also leaders. But they are leaders because they are following this leader. That's how they are leaders. If you leave them on their own, they are not one. But because they connect to Moses, you will see that leadership evolved in various ways. Leadership evolved in government. Huh? Leadership evolved in the priesthood. Leadership evolved in the city. Leadership evolved in the families. But all of them were interpretation of leadership from Moses. It was Moses' grace that was interpreting leadership in various spheres. Yes. That was what Christ stood to represent for us. I went in the house, please. That's why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jehovah is my leader. I shall not want." Because why are they using the word shepherd in there? Leadership. Shepherds always lead. He leaded me. Eh? Is that not the verse? Is that the song verse? Are we there? It is verse 2. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me again. That's why he's called a leader. He knows the path to lead. He knows the path to lead through. So if you are going to be saved from influences of ungodly friends, what does it need? Just keep your eye on the leader. The grace will be released upon you. There's no struggle. There's no way. No. Of betraying your, you know, that you can make over your soul. You have no power over your soul. But when you follow him like this way, and your eyes are upon him as he's moving in and out, you will find out. Jesus said that the word you have given to me, I've given them. And it has kept them. Can you see that? And they have kept thy word. So, I see that God sent men to our world. Jesus himself sent men. As I say, the gifts are men sent. It could be, when I say, the first primary leadership is in the leadership in the area of the delivery of the word of God. I went in the house, please. You know that if you are into academics and your supervisor is a believer, it makes it easier for you. I'm saying, if not a church goer,
a believer who has life. Because it means that that leadership is going to flow from the same leadership of Christ. What you have that for now is disconnected leadership. You want to be trained in your business, you have to go and learn from somebody who are an ungodly man, somebody who has a skill, right? So all you want to get from me is your skill and run away. You know, you don't have, not his life. You go to school for 10 years, you go to school and all of that. It's just about the letters of your profession you learn. You get away from it. I went in the house, please. But God expects that it will be from the same source. And you see it taking out into education, into every area of life. You will discover that shaping the world is not the big God. When these trees emerge, it's not the big God. Because they are men on assignment. They just go out. I like that Isaiah 61. Maybe we're going to round off there today. I'm still going to be on this one. I have the chance again. I hope that next month I'll be free. Amen. Praise God. But I know that there are hands in the house that will. Can you see that? Verse 4. And they shall build. And they shall raise. And they shall repair. So they are workmen. They are bulldozers. That the impact of their work is going to be making its effects on souls. Souls will be changing. Souls will be transforming. Souls will be learning. But we have to understand that God expects men to follow. If men does not follow, there's no way to happen. It took 12 out of 70 to be with him. Amen. If the 12 said, we are not going to be with you, or we're going to be with you, but you see, married people who are family. Amen. Are you with me, please? Family men. We're staying with Jesus. They have wives, they have children. But the bulk of their life, of their hours, were with Jesus. Because of what a job to be done, just in 3.5 years, it must be done, 3.5 years. They have to put their life in jeopardy. I was telling someone about that. I said, okay. I said, go and get close to Pastor Alfred. Go and get, okay. Timo, okay. Go and live with Pastor in the PJ. Why do we do all of those things? It's not just to go and eat. It's not that you should go and eat. Is that you should go and observe and learn. You can be married and follow keenly. And your wife will say, I've given the, go and follow Jesus. Go and follow Jesus. Go and follow men. You want to follow Jesus to follow men. You don't hear? What did I say? If you are not following men, that you are away from home. So, you must have men as a leader. I didn't say men. You know, I was telling about many years ago, I said, if you cannot follow me, please, I will pray for you. So I go and follow, look for a man to follow. I know you won't go far. And not only won't go far, the job will not be done. They will number you with me and the job is not being done. I want it to be that anywhere in this territory you are found,
not by making noise, but by reason of your age in the spirit and growth, you are a power of influence, a power of change. Not because you are just trying to say, I want to change. Your positioning there is giving direction for men. And that does not happen until you are stayed enough to acquire age. What is age? Understanding. Spiritual understanding. When your problem will no more be that there's inflation. Inflation is not your business. Do we like it? No. But at this level of my life, it's not my business because I have more serious matter. They are distraction for today. I don't have the power to change it for now. So I don't bother myself about what I cannot change. I go ahead to grow into what I can change. After we have complained, this Gary, this Pepe, this Rodo, how much of them have we changed? We're still going to tomorrow and buy it more. When you go to the market next time, you say, I don't even know what price they're selling it now. Let me put extra in my pocket. Something has told you, there must be extra in your pocket. If you buy the same thing you bought yesterday. And that can be a conversation all through our life. In fact, somebody was saying, the way Nigerians today just plan to survive. When I said, eh? So I would think, I would wake up in life and think about survivor. Eh? That's a waste of life. Survivor. So if for 8 years of my life somebody will just make you put me a survivor. 8 years of what, worry? When you look at my life, it is survivor. Ah! Amen. So no matter what nation, what rules goes on the earth here, why the nation of the earth were, Roman were oppressing Israel and were installing leaders in Israel, Jesus was imagined. The one that will put an end to their reign was imagined, was going among them. Why the whole nation was busy with all of that business? God was within the system raising the Savior. And I see that this season, heaven will visit you. I said, heaven will visit you. And will open your eyes to the season you are in. That you have been brought into a territory to change times and seasons. To change order. To change how the earth should go in your day. Don't just think about yourself in isolation. Think about yourself with what God has put among us as instrument of emergence. When you are looking at yourself in isolation, you can what small me. But when you think about us, what great us can do. God wants you to be to come to the point in life where you know how he will deal with his issues. Issues on the earth today, LGBT, it will be dealt with. Now, issues it may not be removed, but all of God's children should know we know. And will be unperturbed by it. They are creating, you know the way they create propaganda, just to make you feel like we have lost it. It's a lie. It's not true. They are few, but they want to make the whole earth feel like oh, it's gone. It's not gone anywhere. You are few people.
You are in the minority. And that lie you sell, we stop selling. Because the eyes of men will be open. I said it will be open. YouTube will not like what I'm saying. I said it will be open.
For lo, says the Spirit, the cast of the liar will be broken.
Amen.
The cast of the liar will be dissolved. It will be destroyed, and the eyes of many will be made to see. The eyes of many will be made to see. For I am walking even in the system. I am walking and on the earth. I am walking. For I have not taken my spirit away from the earth. And he will walk until redemption is achieved and salvation is given to mortal men. He will walk. He will show forth himself in many forms, and he will walk until men are broken free from the bondage and the cast of their enemy, from the bondage and the cast of their adversary. For lo, many will see, because it will be clear. It will be so clear that it was a lie. It will be so clear that it was a lie. For lo, I am working so strongly to bring the lie to an end. To bring the lie to an end. To dissolve the lies and to dissolve the doubts. To dissolve the lie and to dissolve the doubts. Do not be overwhelmed. Do not be too concerned. Do not be carried away by the propaganda, by the noise. It is just one of the schemes to make you stop doing what you are doing. Just keep at what you are doing. For what you are doing is the answer. Keep at what you are doing. Keep on growing. Keep on growing. Keep on speaking. Keep on preaching. Keep on praying. Keep on doing. Oh, that is how the earth is covered. That is how the earth is taken over. That is how the earth is submerged. For lo, the waters are already covering. The waters are already covering. Covering the nations. Covering the nations. And lo, it will be fully submerged under this water. It will be fully submerged under this water. It will be fully submerged under this water. The waters are already covering. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Don't you see it? Oh, for it is already taking over the nations. And it will submerge the whole earth. It has been spoken in prophecy. It will be lived out in reality.
Amen.
It will be seen. In reality, it will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, says the Spirit.
That's the place of prophecy that has been spoken. Amen. I think we believe prophecy. One of the strongest force on the earth is prophecy. It's stronger than tsunami. It's stronger than the gravitational force that holds the earth. Prophecy. So, when you are in that light of prophecy, don't say yourself, it will come to be. But much more, it will come to be in my days. Amen? They won't have the victory in my days, and for the saints, they will not have the victory later on. No, in my days, there will be victory. Do you believe that? They will say amen to that. Hallelujah. So, we're going to be going through this discussion, and I want us to know that it's all about leadership. So today they ask me, what's the grand problem? What's the problem? Leadership. What's the LGBT problem? What's the inflation problem? These are the tells you that change start from you. Tell them it start from you. Leadership. Your tomorrow change is for tomorrow leadership. I mean, today's change for tomorrow leadership. But today, it belongs to them. No, they are smart. They want to be doing evil and point, so we'll be busy with ourselves. And so religious mind will say, yes, the change starts from us. Don't tell me that. If the Holy Ghost tell me that, I will hear it. If you just tell me that, well, if the leader tell me that, I won't hear it. God set leaders as role model. All our eyes must be on them. All our eyes must be on them. Yeah, our eyes must be on the way they spend. Must be everything they do, our eyes must be on them. When you spend half a year abroad to go and take medical, whatever, our eyes will be on you. Say, is he not a human being? It's not like just a human, he's a leader. Because when you want to have a vote, you tell us we should look at him. After you have gotten a vote, you say, we should not. He's a human, let him be human, let him be a man. He's a man who have told us an example. So he's responsible. You don't go ahead to say, I'm there. If you're not there, just say, we will come. So to say, I'm there, and every eye is on you, and say, why are you all looking at me? Please don't look at me. You are irresponsible. Say, in this church, please just look unto Jesus, don't look at me. I'm a small man in this place. It's not humility, okay? It's irresponsibility. Look at Jesus, and do what? Look at me. And that's look unto us. Look unto us. We have something to give. If I don't have anything to give, don't stay here. I went in the house together, please. And we together will change what today looks unchangeable. Amen? Because we will change until we can change all what is unchangeable. We will change. We will follow and change. We'll follow and change. We'll follow and change. Until we remain and abide, that we can change the unchangeable. And that's what I see happening in a few days from now. Amen? Amen. So today I just feel like we're putting our mind to know what is the issue on ground so we can be focused, okay? It is purposeful singleness. We should be focused. Nothing should take away our attention. Nothing should take away our attention. Nothing should look so massive. No. There's not much money today, no problem with it. Money will come. It's not a problem. The problem is somebody's life created it. Some other people must also recreate something different from it. That's the way out of it. Can we pray this morning? Kabalata supalida bata hashkapani and sabanana. Eskelebrehenda bota supalida bata. Ambro test in the sebrehenda beribereshke poli basirada. Barata handa bani aurashkapa. Elias Sabalata Ba. The Poroshke Palida Ba Rabalashka. Elia Babalata Handabali Rabala or Rasapalia. Embroda Boshkin. Elia Pali Rabala or Rasite. In Jesus' name we pray. And you pray these two prayers. Lord, help me to follow closely. I want to follow you closely. I want to follow the man you have set ahead of me closely. Help me to follow closely. Help me. Give me grace to follow more closely. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Help me to follow more closely. Help me to give more attention to understanding. Let my reason for being around be that I want to see. I want to understand. Everywhere you will lead me through to understand, let it be that I will arrive at understanding. And I don't know how you're going to lead me through to understand. But as you lead me through the pathways and the shapes of things around me, to come into this, help me to see it and to arrive at obedience that can lead me to understanding. I tell you, there are a lot of things to do in the days we're in. That you will need to understand to follow through. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray for our book on sex and sexuality. Lord, anoint us with everything needful to build, to finish that book. Amen. And to release that book. Amen. Help us, oh God. Help us, Lord Jesus, with every manpower needed. Every manpower needed, everything needed for that book on sex and sexuality. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, one of the things we can also do is to look at areas of involvement. So you're following. Not just following means that you are available. You are available. Up to at least two books are going on now that needs various touch here, various touch here, various touch here. They won't come and call you, but everyone can put it on your heart to say, I have capacity to do this part. It's part of, you may not be able to write it yourself, but you are giving yourself to see it actualize. That's how that strength, that clustering produces the emergence of the will of God in our midst. I want us to pray, and I pray for ourselves, sir. Lord, help us to be able to give our strength. Amen. Give our time. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give our skill. In every area you want me, oh God, help me to see it and to align with it. We pray for the whole body of Jesus Christ at this time, that understanding will enter everywhere. It's not going to be about us alone, about all of God's people. That we'll move beyond just church things and just doing our service and going away. Yes, that the Lord will empower His people with understanding to see what He has raised us, what He has raised His church to do in the days we are in. That the Lord will raise more hands upon the earth across the body of Christ in Jesus' name. The churches will work strong in spirit and grace. Thank you, my dear Father. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.